My name is Andrew Mukey. This is the show Never Heard That. Thanks for joining me. For today, we're going to be concentrating on the UK band Dallas Carr and the song Create and Melt from their 1984 album The Waking Hour. Expectations were exceedingly high for critics and fans. That is because it comprised members from two premier-rated and successful groups that had recently disbanded. That was Pete Murphy, vocalist from Bauhaus, and Mick Kahn, fretless bass guru and multi-instrumentalist from the band Japan. Kahn had already recorded a number of songs when it was suggested by the record company for the two to combine. By all accounts, the two did not spend a lot of time together in the studio, preferring to share tapes. The rumours which came from the time suggest that the two didn't necessarily get on like a house on fire, although there was a video released, interviews were given, and there was a live performance on the old grey whistle test. It is worthy of noting the contribution of Paul Vincent Lawford on rhythms. A nice description as his minimalist approach, which was more about rhythm construction than playing the drums, added real character to the overall feel of the album. I can imagine it would have been hard to find your place when working with such well-known and strong personalities. When the album came out, it can only be said that it was seen as being very underwhelming. As a Japan super fan and a fan of Bauhaus, I had heard about this before I was able to hear the album. I couldn't quite work out how that would be the case, so being stubborn, I went out and bought the album as soon as I was able. I'm going to put it straight out there that I love this album, but I think I understand why people struggled with it. Firstly, there are only 7 songs, and the one which I think is the least likely candidate as single, Judgment is the Mirror, was chosen to be the single. Not necessarily a great thing to do commercially wise. Secondly, Kahn, a virtuoso fretless bass player and gifted multi-instrumentalist, threw everything at this musically, including his Eastern influences from his Cypriot heritage. Also, this may be the only album which contains a full-length track founded on a very complex bass guitar line that has been reversed. Absolutely manic. Anyone searching for a simple listen was not going to get any joy here. But there is no argument that this album is highly original. All of this is perhaps why there was only the one album released by the duo. The two did get back together again in 2010 to work on some tracks after Kahn's cancer diagnosis was made public. Unfortunately, Kahn passed away in January 2011, but Murphy gathered other collaborators together to finish the work that they had started. A 5-track EP called In Glad Aloneness was released in 2012. Today's feature track is the only one on the album not to feature Kahn's bass playing, but have a listen to his clever use of different wind instruments to create an intricate pattern and emotive closure for the track. Great stuff. Here is UK band Dallas Carr and the song Create and Melt from their 1984 album, The Waking Hour.
Just with infected hearts. breath.